The Wednesday meeting of the UN Security Council on Yemen has been met with mixed feelings in the war-torn country. Some are satisfied with the world body's recognition of the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, but others were outraged by what they see as the UN's attempt to deliver humanitarian aid to the Yemenis only in return for concessions favoring Saudi Arabia's political and military goals.
Some remarks made by the EU envoy suggested a bargain. He previously outlined a proposal that linked the smooth flow of food and medical assistance to the handover of Hodeidah seaport. It is clear that there is growing pressure from Saudi Arabia and the world body to come up with initiatives that would enable Riyadh to achieve through diplomacy what it has failed to achieve militarily, given its humiliating defeats on Yemen's western coastline.
During the Security Council meeting, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien painted a grim picture of Yemen's future, noting that millions of Yemeni civilians are exposed to unfathomable pain and suffering. O'Brien said of $2.1 billion humanitarian appeal for Yemen, only 33% has been funded. He said the response to the cholera epidemic requires an additional $250 million, of which only $47 million has been received.
We do not need medical assistance. We want the Saudi blockade to be lifted. Some experts have found out that cholera tabs used in preventing the spread of the outbreak have fueled its spiral increase.
O'Brien says over 320,000 suspected cholera cases have been reported from almost all over the country, and at least 1,740 people have already died of the disease. According to the UN, nearly 7 million Yemenis live not knowing when the next meal would come. While the Saudi war and Riyadh's crippling blockade have had devastating impacts on the livelihood of civilians here, experts stress that humanitarian relief efforts shouldn't be part of any political and military bargains. Hamad Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.